Live from ATIA, this is Michael Loff, and I caught up with Brian Donnelly from Dynavox. Brian, what are you offering?
Well, Dynavox, we are one of the leaders in AAC, which is augmentative and alternative communication devices, speech-generating devices for individuals who have trouble communicating, whether it be due to autism, cerebral palsy, stroke, or traumatic brain injury, or ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And our devices help those individuals communicate in all their activities of daily living, from school through everything they come in contact with.
Now, maybe explain the approach, because I looked at a few different AAC devices and they take some different approaches to communication. So kind of talk about how you come to it.
Yes. Ours uses a software called Interact, where we combine both use and structure. We have some words in there and pre-done sentences, but we also have the ability for a child and an adult to build sentence structure, to be able to say, "I want chicken," and build sentence structure, while we also have buttons in there with have visual scenes where they can tap on the page and be in a situation with a dinner table where they could press on the food and then something would come up where they can immediately be able to say what they want to eat.
And how does that work? You have like pre-recorded tags or?
It is also, our devices, we have some that are digitized speech where you record a message, but our best products and our state-of-the-art ones are Series 5, our V and our VMAX, are synthesized speech. So whatever you type in on the keyboard or press on the screen will be communicated to the listener.
Okay, and so you say you have multiple devices, right?
Yes, we have some small handheld devices. We also have keyboard devices, and we go all the way up to our V and our VMAX, which is a full computer and gives individuals different access methods, whether they can touch the screen or use head switches. And now we also have eye control, where someone can use the pupils of their eyes to guide themselves through the screen and be able to communicate that way.
And so with multiple devices, how do you decide which is appropriate for a given situation and a person and their needs?
That's a great question, and every individual is different, and our local representatives work in conjunction with the speech and language pathologist at the schools or in the hospital setting or in the home and determine what device would be sufficient for what individuals based on their needs, whether they want to be able to access the computer and speak to their grandchildren, or if they just need basic communication needs.
And so what are we talking in terms of price for these units?
The prices vary, and the best thing about our devices and all AAC equipment, private insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid fund the majority of these devices. So they run the gamut of prices anywhere from $2,000 up to $15,000, based on the access and the needs.
So how does someone, do they have to have some statement from a doctor or rehabilitation? What do you have to do to qualify to get the funding from the government for it? Yes.
The speech and language pathologist, the SLP,
okay,
normally has to write an evaluation report, and in that report they describe the needs of the individual, the condition state, and why a speech generating device is needed. And based on those needs, that's how the government analyzes and decides on the funding.
So there's no like rental program, say someone had a stroke and just needed it for a couple of months to recover.
We do allow people to rent devices prior to purchasing. And also in many of our larger facilities that deal with individuals with stroke, they have what are called long-term loaner and evaluation equipment to see how individuals will be able to adapt to the devices.
Well, very good. Give your contact information, Brian, website, phone, and email, so folks can pursue this further.
Okay, the website is www.dynavoxtech.com. That's dynavoxtech.com. And on that website, you can find everything from our products, from our training that's available, and what we have is information to help SLPs and end users learn more about our devices. We have excellent technical support for any question they may have when they have a device. They can call technical support. We also have local representation. I am the regional director in the Southeast, and my local contact information here in the Florida and Georgia area is 561-324-0741.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Brian. I'm sure many people will pursue these as they look for the appropriate AAC device to meet their needs and communications. So we wish your company a great success in 2009 and into the future.
Thank you for the opportunity, Michael.
Thank you. Live from ATIA, this is Michael Loft for Cerro Talk.